SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court seems ready to expand presidential control over independent federal agencies. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During oral arguments, the High Court's conservative majority signaled support for President Trump's firing of board members from federal agencies. Such a ruling would overturn a unanimous 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire such members. Liberal justices warned that a ruling sought by the administration would give the president massive, unchecked, uncontrolled power. The Supreme Court is expected to rule by the end of June. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Affordable Care Act enrollment is slightly ahead of last year so far, despite expiring subsidies. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Initial new federal data shows the number of Americans signing up for the Affordable Care Act health insurance for 2026 is moderately higher than it was at a similar time last year, even as subsidies set to expire at the end of 2025 will make the coverage more expensive for many. Seen at face value, the data from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services seems to defy predictions that many Americans facing pricier plans would drop out of marketplace coverage altogether next year. But experts caution that the numbers are an incomplete snapshot of total enrollment, which could still show a decline by the end of the open enrollment period. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump is giving farmers some $12 billion in aid to help as they struggle to sell their crops while getting hit by rising costs. The move Monday comes after the president raised tariffs on China as part of a broader trade war. China has since agreed to buy more U.S. soybeans, but sales have so far been slow. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 215 points, the Nasdaq dropped 32. This is SRN News. An atheist group has a problem with the Department of Labor, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants Secretary Lori Chavez de Remmert to call off a prayer service scheduled for Wednesday at the department. The foundation claims the event is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. A number of President Trump's cabinet secretaries have been hosting voluntary prayer events, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration will restrict visas for Nigerians and their family members involved in mass killings and violence against Christians in the West African country. Two separate Muslim terrorist groups are at work in the northern part of Nigeria and have murdered tens of thousands of Christians over the past decade. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the United States is taking decisive action. This is SRN News. A big quake rattles Japan, Jennifer King reports.
The Japanese government is still assessing the damage after a powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck off northeastern Japan. Officials reported some two dozen people were hurt, mostly by falling objects. The quake triggered evacuations, and a tsunami a little over 2 feet high was recorded in the port city of Kuji. Masashi Kiyomoto with Japan's meteorological agency warned residents to stay alert for aftershocks over the next 2 to 3 days. The same area in 2011 saw a terrifying magnitude 9 quake and the tsunami that caused the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster. Audio courtesy NTV. I'm Jennifer King.
A bomb explosion has killed more than 30 people and wounded 20 others in eastern Congo. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.